Whether you're shopping for grads, getting an early gift for dad, or just looking for a little something new or used for your shelf, you'll find it at HPB. And you'll get almost everything for an extra 20% off during the big sale at Half Price Books this Memorial Day weekend. Saturday, May 25th through Monday, May 27th, save big in-store at your local Half Price Books and at HPB.com. Offer cannot be combined with other coupons. Exclusions apply. To learn more, visit HPB.com.
There are two things that are absolutely true. Grandma loves you, and she would never say no to McDonald's. So treat yourself to a Grandma McFlurry with your order today. It's what Grandma would want. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
Hey there, you're listening to the Lazy Genius Podcast. I am Kendra Adachi, and I'm here to help you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't. Today is a special bonus episode that I know you're going to love. So about a month ago, we had Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey from the Office Ladies Podcast on our show for a special Office Hours with the Office Ladies episode. I helped Jenna figure out a possible solution for her school email situation. And then I told Angela that she could use more baskets because that woman loves her baskets to see if it would help her, clloths that aren't quite dirty, but end up all over the bedroom situation. Well, today they are back to give us an update about how it's going. And this is a fresh update, y'all. When I recorded the first episode with them, it was the last week of December 2023. And for this update, we spoke 4 days ago. So that is a solid 2 months. And I am so pumped for you to hear, you know, if and how the Lazy Genius solutions that we worked through in that first episode, if they're working. So enjoy this update from the Office Ladies. We're back with the Office Ladies for an update on our Office Hours with the Office Ladies. Hello, Jenna. Hello, Angela.
Hi there.
We're so happy to have you. Okay, everybody wants to know, how are our laundry and school email situations going? Angela, why don't you go first?
Okay, I'm really excited to share with you guys because I just am so happy about this. Okay, first thing, you know, I have my pile of clothes, right, that are in the chair in the corner, and then I don't get to use my cozy chair nook that I made. So I got a basket. You gave me permission to get a basket. This is a lady who loves baskets. I got a little basket, and that's where my clothes go, where I'm like, am I going to wear this again? Maybe I will. I don't know. I'm not ready to put it on a hanger. I'm rushing around. That goes in that basket. That is not a laundry basket. It's a cute, I'm not sure what I'm doing with these clothes basket. And I put it just to the right of the chair. So, because my instinct is to go to the chair. Now I just go right to that basket. And then I did this other thing. I put a little, I had an old garden stool that I wasn't using. And I cleaned it off. And I put it in the corner of my actual closet. Because I also have a pile of clothes that was like dry cleaning. But I never get to the dry cleaners. And it just was piling up with my other clothes. So I put the dry clean clothes on my little garden stool, and when it gets big enough, then when that pile is big enough and warrants me actually driving, I'm going to take it to the dry cleaners. I'm not done. I got one more basket for you. So now my room is really looking clean, and I'm so happy about it. It's my sanctuary. It's not looking cluttered, but one thing that was bugging me is I have a blanket I kind of keep at the foot of the bed that's just on my side of the bed because I get cold at night, but my husband's like a mountain man. He's always hot. So, but my bed never looks completely made because I have this wadded up blanket at the foot of the bed. Even if I fold it nice, it's just whatever. It's a big chunky blanket that doesn't go with my style, but it's warm. Okay, stay with me. I fold that little blanket up. And I got a little basket I put next to my nightstand. And every morning when I make the bed, I fold up my chunky blanket and I put it in my little basket. And it's there for me at night. Come on!
I tell you what.
Wow.
Listen, should we just give a round of applause
yes.
to Angela and her baskets? Can I make a comment mm-hmm. on the garden stool situation?
Yeah.
So this is something that a lot of people can take with them in various categories. If you create a space for a certain category of thing and you have a physical cue of when, I'll tend to this when this is full, but I don't really need to tend to it beforehand, It is a magical thing because it's not something you have to schedule or calendar or put into a rhythm. You just have a visual cue that this is done. I have this for, again, basket. We have a giant, like you could fit like five babies in it. We have this huge basket that is where I put all of my kids' in process or finished art projects. It doesn't fill up as quickly anymore because my middle school boys, they don't don't draw as much as they used to. But when the kids were little, I just was like, what do I do with this? How do I keep this? I don't know if I should keep this. And I would put everything in this huge basket. And once it was full, that was my cue to go through it. Once we could not fit any more art in it, then I would go through it. But then I could also, I could know of painting the Mona Lisa in many, many ways. Mm-hmm. Like we had like 30 Mona Lisas at any given time.
Did you just keep one?
I could look at all of them and go, which one do I want to keep? Rather than every 2 days thinking I had to keep a Mona Lisa.
Right,
a visual cue of when this is full, that is when I take care of it.
Yeah.
Or when this is too high, it's going to topple over. That's when I take care of it. Like that is so, that is such a sneaky good trick.
Well, I had no idea I was doing a sneaky good trick, but you're right, because once that garden stool reaches a certain level, I can't open the drawer next to it. And that will be when I take my dry cleaning.
That's so good. And you seem happy. Are you happy in your, like, what's your vibe in your room now that you have these three spaces in place?
I love it. I've always loved my bedroom. I've always been that kid. Growing up, I loved my room. I loved hanging out in my room. And I love my bedroom again. It's not like I open the door and I'm like, ugh, you know, all these piles of clutter. It makes me happy.
Glad to hear this.
There are over 75 million monthly Tubi viewers. That's more people than there are in France. Which means Tubi is more popular than cigarettes for breakfast. It's more popular than considering iced coffee a total abomination. More popular than loving political revolutions. More popular than mère and mère somehow being different words. Tubi, it's more popular than being French. See you in there.
This episode is sponsored by Rosetta Stone. Recently, I was driving the middle school carpool, and the two eighth graders were talking about how they had to take a foreign language in high school next year. One of them said, man, why do we have to take a class? Can't we just use Rosetta Stone? That thing works great. And while I tend to stay quiet during carpool, I did pipe up from the front. It really is, right? Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program. It is available on desktop or can be used as an app on your phone or tablet. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways with its intuitive process. You can pick up any language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There is no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, the Lazy Genius podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/genius. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/genius today. This episode is sponsored by Third Love. Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love's mission is to take the frustration out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, or as they call them, problems. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. My go-to Third Love bra is the Perfect Coverage 24/7 Classic Bra. It's been a favorite for 3 years, and I find myself reaching for it every morning. Plus, whether you're a AA cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your order with code PODCAST15. This episode is sponsored by Prose.
We all know your hair and skin can sway your mood and impact your day, good or bad. But since I switched to Custom Hair Care by Pros, I've had more good hair days than ever before. Pros is made for people, not hair and skin types. Every bottle of Pros Custom Hair and Skin Care is made to order and personalized with a unique blend of naturally powerful and proven effective ingredients. It literally could not exist without you. Their in-depth consultation analyzes over 80 factors for a complete view of you, what you eat, where you live, and what you want from your hair and skin. My Made for Kendra products take into account the average humidity and UV index in Greensboro. Wild. And because it's made for me, I've seen consistently softer, shinier, stronger hair every day. Pros is so confident that you'll bring out your best hair and skin that they're offering an exclusive trial offer of 50% off your first subscription order at pros.com/lazygenius. So you get your free consultation, then 50% off at pros.com/lazygenius. That's PROSE.com/lazygenius.
Okay, Jenna.
Yes.
What about you? Remind us of your problem and how it's going.
My problem was school emails. I had no grasp on how to organize them, take action on them. They came to both me and my husband. And I think what you got to the root of was that our biggest problem was a division of labor problem. An email would come in with links or action required, and we would freeze because we didn't know who was doing what or taking care of what. And then it was very stressful because things would get missed because we thought the other was doing it. So I can only describe your lazy genius of this problem as transformative.
Whoa, transformative. That's a big word.
It's a big word, but it deserves this word. You suggested that since we have two children, that my husband take one kid's school emails and I take the other. We are like giddy. It's like we're on our honeymoon again. We like a thing that used to stress us out so much, we are delighted by now. It's so clear to me. I got my daughter's grade. She's fourth grade. My husband took sixth grade, and it's amazing. Like, for example, my daughter had a field trip coming up. There were links. There were instructions about the lunch for that day. There was things you had to, a permission slip so that she could pet the animals sort of thing. And I knew I'm doing all of these things. I'm, even though in the mornings my husband packs the lunches, I knew I had to instruct him about the special lunch because I'm fourth grade and today's field trip day. And it was, I mean, it's amazing. And you know, one of my problems with the emails was that in the emails, there were these really long, lengthy updates about everything the child is learning in each subject. And it would stress me out. And we gave me permission to not read them. That was very hard for me because I felt guilty because my mom and sister are teachers and the teachers wrote the thing and I believe it's my job to read every single word the teachers write, even though I trust them to teach my children and not inform me of every lesson. Because we have this division of labor, I have found myself with the space to read some of these updates about, like, here's what we're learning in social studies. And it's been great because I don't have to read every school email anymore, Kendra.
Now that is fascinating. That part is really fascinating to me. That's something that you thought you were going to let go of completely.
Mm-hmm.
Really, that's not what you needed to fully let go. It was the stress. Once the stress was removed and the sixth grade emails were removed, it actually left margin for when you might have had the energy to read the occasional update from the teacher.
Yeah.
That's fascinating to me.
Because, you know, every week there's not these extra to-dos, you know? Mm-hmm. Like there was, oh, wait, I have to share the greatest thing that came out of this. Wait, I can't believe I buried the lead.
Still a greatest thing.
Okay. Valentine's Day happened.
Oh, all the Valentines?
Yes.
Oh, that's a whole thing.
Each class had different instructions for the Valentines. In fourth grade, they were only allowed to hand make their Valentines. No candy, no pencils, no erasers, no tchotchkes. It had to just be like a homemade Valentine for each kid in the class. Sixth grade had a completely different system. You could hand out candy. You could buy your Valentines from the store. But you couldn't get a Valentine if you didn't give a Valentine. So two totally separate things, right? Required very different mindsets to make this happen. Because my husband is on sixth grade, he had to handle the sixth grade Valentines with my son. And they sat down together and talked about what candy he wanted to give out and what Valentine. And he made sure that my son did them all and he got the right number and put them in the bag they were supposed to be in. Meanwhile, I took my daughter to the craft store and we picked out her little stamper and her little stickers. And I made sure she made all her Valentines. I didn't have to do two classes of Valentines.
Man.
And it was just like there was not even a discussion about it. I didn't even have to say, hey, babe, will you handle the sixth grade Valentines? Because my plate is full with fourth grade Valentines. They're homemade this year and I can't do double Valentines. It was just like he just was on it. He knew. He read Valentines need to be done. He made Valentines happen. Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something. That is amazing.
Amazing.
And I cannot wait till y'all get to middle school and high school level because Valentine's.
There's no Valentine's.
It's off the table. That stress, you can take it away.
I know. I let my husband take sixth grade, and I guess, I don't know if we'll keep it. Maybe we'll switch kids next year.
Yeah, because you're not going to have to worry about that next year.
Yeah.
He won't.
That's right. I did want to note this, too. Because I think that there are going to be people listening with this particular problem who are going to be able to solve it potentially this way, you know, just splitting, you take this kid, I take this kid. But imagining your husband sitting with your son and figuring out the Valentines and you taking your daughter to the craft store. It's not that each of you isn't spending time with your kids individually, but there's also something really special to capture in this season of the split where you are really connecting with your daughter. Mm-hmm. Through these school things, your husband is connecting with your son through these school things. It's not that there's not overlap and other types of connection, but what a special thing, which made me even think it might be cool next year to trade kids.
Yeah.
So that you can kind of be part of the other kids' class a little bit more, be more involved in that. Like what a, there are so many extra benefits to this, even relational benefits that are really lovely.
Yeah, it was really cool because usually I do Valentines. I like it, you know, I'll take care of Valentines. And my husband was sort of happy to let me do it. So it was really neat to see him figure that out with my son. And they did something together that I might not have, you know, encouraged him to do.
And you probably had to let go of that a little bit, right?
I did.
Because I know I would be like, really? You got the big old Hershey kisses? I mean, come on.
Yeah. But it was great. And I think, you know, on the weeks when there's less links and less little tasks, those are the weeks that I'm like, oh, there's nothing to do with this email. I'm going to go read the class, the breakdown from the teacher about what they're learning. And that happens every few weeks. And so I have even, I don't know, more of a connection now because of this division of labor tweak.
So I've been helping people lazy genius their problems for a long time, for years. This is such a fantastic success story. Like I can't believe both of these solutions worked as well as they have. It's so exciting. But I will say, I think one of the reasons is because we got to talk about it. So for people who are listening, it's really lovely to talk with a friend, especially one who might be familiar with some of the principles or even just with the idea of like, hey, you don't have to make everything great all the time. You know, like you can choose what matters to you, but talking it out and finding your way. I did make some suggestions to the two of you, but I really think you would have found this on your own through the conversation, whether it was with me or just with each other. So I would just encourage people, if you're like, I'm really stuck, like talking to someone about it and batting around ideas and then trying something, you might be surprised at how successful the idea will actually be. So this is such a good update. I did not expect it to be this great. I'm so happy for both of you.
I'm so happy. when I was reflecting on this, Kendra, I thought of something that you said in one of the other podcasts where you said that growing up, you were the friend who could help your other friends come up with a great homework strategy.
Yeah.
And I see it so much.
We had a work webinar together and Kendra addressed this huge group of people. And she was like, I have been problem solving since I was 6 years old.
I really have. It's in my bones. So I'm so glad that these particular solutions worked for y'all. It's so fun. What this makes me want to do is I feel like we need an annual office hours with the office ladies episode.
Annual? How about monthly? I want you to solve. I need 12 problems solved a year.
We've got some other issues. Yeah.
We've got plenty of material here.
Yeah.
That's amazing. We'll have to do another one because this is too much fun. Well, thank you for coming on and giving the Lazy Genius listeners an update. We've all, like, I have literally gotten DMs like, have you heard from Angela? Are the baskets working? Like,
I will take pictures of the baskets. I will share.
It's so fun. Well, it's lovely to hear all of this. Thank you for coming on. And I look forward to the next time that we can solve another problem together.
Me too.
All right. Bye.
Y'all, I am not kidding. I did not anticipate that these solutions would be so successful for them. And I'm over the moon that they worked as well as they did. Now, that said, even if the solutions had partially worked or even not at all, they didn't work at all, because sometimes that happens. I just want to encourage you, if that's you, you just try something else. Part of learning to lazy genius your whole life is to start small, try something, and then adjust. Most solutions are not set it and forget it. You know, they don't work always right out of the gate. So be patient as you try and come up with solutions for your own challenges and assume that adjustments will be part of the process. I'm so excited for another Office Hours with the Office Ladies episode sometime in the future. This episode is hosted by me, Kendra Adachi, and executive produced by Kendra Adachi, Jenna Fisher, and Angela Kenzie. The Lazy Genius podcast is enthusiastically part of the Office Ladies Network. Special thanks to Leah Jarvis for weekly production. Thanks, y'all, so much for listening. Have a great weekend. And until next time, be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't. I'm Kendra. I'll see you on Monday.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.